Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ed Koff is our guest, our good friend, longtime BrainFirst member, co-founder, along with David Gage of BMC Associates. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find their website, and they are experts and mediating conflict, helping to resolve conflict as much as is humanly possible with partnerships and family-owned businesses. And one of the things that we love about your visits, Ed, is you always have great stories of examples. And I don't know you and I could come up with all kinds of talking points for what to do about resolving conflict in a small business and a family-owned business. But listening to what other people have done and how they what they got themselves into and how they got themselves out of it, that's probably even more powerful. And that's the reason we like your stories. You got another story to tell us, don't you?
Well, I've got a couple of stories. The ugly and the good. Real quickly on the ugly. Thinking of a company that we worked with. It's a family firm, third generation or fourth, actually, in business for 100 years. And it had been dying for 20 years when we were brought in. Not because they were arguing with each other or had conflict, but because they just weren't talking to each other. They were so afraid of conflict that they actually had no meetings, no roles and responsibilities defined, no plan, because they knew if they ever started talking about anything, all hell was going to break.
That's a big elephant in the living room, isn't it?
Yep, and the result was they really were going down the drain, and our job was to get them to start conflicting.
What were they afraid of?
Getting it up on the surface.
What was the big secret they were afraid to talk about?
In this case, one of the two sons, who was the leader of the next generation, was a bully. And had been since the kids had been 3 and 5 years old, we discovered as we got into this. So everybody walked on eggshells in that family and that business. The family just got projected into the business, and they were frozen. Nothing could change, and the world was changing rapidly around them, and the business was on its way down. And it's not just small businesses that look that way. You look at the American auto industry, for example, before this cataclysm starting in 2008, they were frozen. They were stuck in their approaches. They didn't allow much in the way of conflict, and they were edging their ways down. And the exciting change there came when Bill Ford decided to set himself aside as the leader of that company and bring an outsider, Alan Mulally.
Let me stop you for a second. What Ford did is something that small business owners have to do at some point in time in their career. Everybody has to do this, whether it be dramatic like he did with bringing a new CEO or just changing the way you think about things. You have to get out of your own way. Every CEO of large companies, large or small, at some point in time, at some level, have to get out of their own way. What do you think?
Absolutely. And when you do that, you're sort of rolling the dice. You're betting the company on a whole new way of doing things. But if you don't take some bets, eventually you're going to die. Mm-hmm. You got to change. You got to take risks. And Mulally, when he was asked what he did to turn that company around, and it certainly did turn around, is he said, "I taught my team to argue."
Say that again.
I taught my team to argue.
To argue.
He came in there and he saw that their meetings were boring and they were stiff and nothing was happening.
People were afraid. You think people were afraid to say what was on their mind?
Absolutely. You know, the funny thing is, what they're most afraid afraid of is that somehow everything's going to blow up as soon as they say something honest,
right.
as soon as they say something different.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got the right leader, if you've got the wrong leader, they might be right.
Right.
But if you've got the right leader, and let me just mention about that, a lot of us who have started businesses and have grown businesses have pretty dominant personalities. And we don't leave a lot of room for others to speak up. If that's the way you stay, then your team stays quiet and you're isolated, you don't hear anything, nothing changes. Mullally was no wallflower. But he had the wisdom to say, I'm going to get myself out of the way, too, and let these people talk and let them say what they have to say.
So not be afraid of the truth.
That's right.
Don't be afraid of the truth, and then ask your people, and I talked about this earlier in the hour, make sure you ask the four-word, what I consider to be the most powerful management question you can ask. What do you think?
Yeah. In fact, the way Mullally got at that, there's a famous story about this, is at every meeting of his top staff, he would ask people to report on their projects and either give it a red light, a yellow light, or a green light.
Mm-hmm.
Red is if you were having a problem, green
right.
if you were going great.
Right.
Every report was green.
Mm-hmm.
Until finally someone got the message and stood up and said, I've got a red light for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And
the truth finally came out.
Yep, and what did Mullally do? He stood up and started applauding for this guy.
Wow.
He said, you just broke this company wide open, and now we've got a future.
How about that? But people have to feel that it's okay to do that, though.
Absolutely, and only the leader can give them permission.
And they should feel it in such a way, and it should be as evident to them that it wouldn't take a lot of courage to do that. Just somebody who cares about the company. Quick break. Be right back with more stories on how to resolve and embrace conflict with our good friend Ed Kopf.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.